Ahoy, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jackie T. This way to the detour. Welcome to our Cabin Fever series in response to the vast stay-at-home rule. Destination topic, creative activity ideas. Oh yes, several weeks into the stay-at-home rule, we are getting more stir-crazy than ever. And the fabulous news is there are things we may do about it. Also in this episode, more options in emerging from isolation, and a little advice as we progress through every day. Also, phone interviews regarding a cabin fever view from Mackinac Island, Michigan, and a business cabin fever view from this episode's feature sponsor, and later, a song from our guest musician. This episode also has an air of the open waters. Ready? Here goes. When the stay-at-home rule came widely into effect in March, I thought to myself, this is strange, yet I'll be fine, because as a writer and podcaster, I already spend plenty of time alone in my home office. I was mostly isolated on a day-to-day basis, so I could take this in stride, I told myself. Now, as the stay-at-home rule continued to be extended, I began to miss times that I did get out. For example, to go to my favorite coffee shop to tap at the computer. Those times I mingled with people. And getting out to meet my website and podcast sponsors. And of course, getting out to meet friends. We all have our personal version of cabin fever. We're each discovering how difficult it is to be isolated from other people. And that it's difficult to be secluded for extended periods of time. People need interaction. We need to be out in the world. Now, in the last episode, I talked about the open air factor, about the healthiness of getting out to fresh air and sunshine, and finding outdoor venues that allow you to get out and enjoy them. And now, many states here in the US of A are moving forward to phase 2, phase 3, and so on. Now, this includes, for example, allowing more businesses to open their doors and extending the group gathering limit to more people. Ladies and gentlemen, exercise your options in this. This is part of broadening your world. Again, I'm going to elaborate on this plus offer creative activity ideas. Yet first, let me say something about our sponsors. I take time to find businesses that are privately owned and that are fabulous to invite to sponsorships. The ones that accept the invitation are truly romantic. They support this series as a whole, and they have passion in what they offer. So, pay attention when I say, gotta love our sponsors, including Timeless Aromatics Authentic Aromatherapy Organic Skincare and Premium Wellness Products for your healthy lifestyle. Find select essential oils, DIY products, and recipes based on their expertise. Timeless has a boutique in St. Paul, Minnesota, and hosts an online store. For detailed information, visit timelessaromatics.com. Wow, we're coming into summertime. And for me, this brings back memories of when I lived in Chicago. Then I'd hosted a newspaper column called Letter from Chicago. And every year I covered the Chicago Race to Mackinac. Now, this is an annual event for sailboats, manned by their captains and crew, to race from Chicago, Illinois, to Mackinac Island, Michigan. I'd covered it from the Chicago side and the Mackinac side over the years, and I learned a lot about the sailing community. The race to Mackinac happens in July. With that in mind, I checked in to see what's happening with the event and with the related sailing community this year. This brings us to a cabin fever view from Mackinac Island. Listen in. Okay, I am on the phone with David Rowe. He is a sailor up in Mackinac Island and also a resident of Mackinac Island. He is the race chairman of the race regattas up in Mackinac and also the former commodore of the Mackinac Island Yacht Club. Welcome, David.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
So I am familiar with Mackinac Island. When I had my column about Chicago, every year of the column, I covered the Chicago Race to Mackinac, the annual tradition. And so I thought about what's going on up there this year. The Chicago Race to Mackinac is where the sailors race all the way from Chicago up to Mackinac Island, which is up at the top of Michigan.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
333 miles.
333 miles across the Great Lake. And that's been a tradition for years. So we just heard a couple days ago that the race that was supposed to be on July 18th has been canceled for this year. Can you elaborate on that? How many years has this been going and what's happening this year?
Well, see, the race has been run since 1908, so this is, what, our 112th, 113th race. So, and this is the first time since World War One that it's been canceled. So This is quite a milestone.
Yeah. Rough news for a lot of the sailors. So are there other annual traditional races that are still going on?
Well, there's actually two major races where the finish line is on Mackinac Island. Of course, the Chicago Mackinac, which you just described. The second is Bayview to Mackinac Race, which is sponsored by Bayview Yacht Club out of Detroit. Now, the race starts in Port Huron, which is at the base of Lake Huron, which goes to Mackinac Island as a finish. The Bayview Mackinac Race is going to happen this year.
Okay, and when is that?
I believe it starts July 11th on a Saturday.
Wonderful. And you offer sailing lessons also for people of all levels of capability?
I do. Well, actually, I take groups on sailing excursions. And I do sailing instruction for those that would like to learn how to helm, to drive the boat. And so, in terms of learning how to sail. So, essentially, yeah, we do teach the fundamentals of sailing while we're underway. But also, it's an opportunity to get offshore and view the island under sail.
Oh, and that's just gorgeous. So, if people want to know more about your sailing business and courses, what do they need to do?
They can contact me off my website, sailwildhoney.com. And Wild Honey is the name of the boat.
Okay.
And we would have a great sail around the island.
Well, I'm glad that there's still some traditional sailing activity going on with the regattas. And as you said, there's always sailing going on with your yacht club and your lessons and all around Mackinac Island.
Correct, yes.
Great. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. It was my pleasure, Jackie.
For more information on the Bayview to Mackinac Island race, visit miyachtclub.com, hover over events, and select races. Also, Mackinac Island is open for tourism. It's known as the Summer Isle, and the most popular way to arrive is by ferry. For more information, visit mackinacisland.org. By the by, Mackinac is spelled M-A-C-K-I-N-A-C. And now we arrive to the destination topic, creative activity ideas. Okay, thankfully we are finding more options to be out and about, yet having been isolated for so long from regular social interaction and from the type of traveling we're used to, here are three creative activities that you may do from your home base. 1. The how are you? 2. Write a letter. 3. The dance for you. Okay, so 1. The how are you? Reach out to friends and family who you haven't seen in a while, whether or not it's because of the stay-at-home rule. Surely this period of isolation brought you to thinking about them and wondering how they're doing. So phone them, text them, send them an email, or reach out via social media with these three words. How are you? Make a list of all those people you have thought of and check off every name on your list. 2. Write a letter. Oh yes, some weekend days or late nights, instead of watching TV, sit down and write letters. Write to grandparents or aunts, uncles, or cousins you haven't seen in a while, or pals from way back. Get out stationery or a spiral notebook. write to them saying you've been thinking about them and wonder how they're doing. Mention memories you share with them. Give an update on how you're doing. Get some nice postage stamps and get the letters in the mail. And you know what? You will send an unexpected gift to their mailboxes. 3. The dance for you. Take a video of you dancing just for fun and send it out to folks. Now, this is a super fun idea, and it was inspired by my pal who did just that. One evening early during the stay-at-home rule, he and I were sitting outside listening to music. A fun and vivacious song came on, and he seized the opportunity. He prompted me to video him dancing to it. And during that, he didn't look at the camera. He just had fun moving to the song. We recorded for less than 30 seconds. The video turned out great. He immediately forwarded it without introduction to friends and family. They loved it and replied with thumbs up and with smiley face laughing emojis. These are 3 creative activities for you and fun ways to connect with people in your life. Don't hesitate. Do them. Gotta love our sponsors, including The Tasteful Olive, providing over 75 olive oils and balsamic vinegars and more gourmet food items. Visit their boutique in Topeka or Overland Park, Kansas, or shop online. For detailed information, including store hours and specials for online shipping, visit thetastefulolive.com. Regarding bodies of water across the globe, they are under 2 major categories, saltwater and freshwater. Saltwater bodies are mainly in our seas and oceans. Freshwater is in the inland bodies, in our ponds, our streams, and our lakes. And now, here in the U.S. of A., most lakes are opening to the public for enjoyment at the shores and in the water for leisure swimming, boating, and fishing. What is your favorite lake to spend summer days? And now a business Cabin Fever view from this episode's feature sponsor. Listen in. Okay, I am on the phone with Ramona Mears, proprietress of Timeless Aromatics, that has a store based in St. Paul, Minnesota, and also an online store. Hi, Ramona.
Hi, Jackie.
Okay, I want to talk about how you're doing during the stay-at-home rule. Yet first, can you tell us about Timeless Aromatics?
Yeah, Timeless Aromatics is my boutique aromatherapy and CBD store, which has grown out of my online store, which is timelessessentialoils.com. Initially, I was importing and marketing high-quality artisan essential oils, plant oils, and natural perfumes. I started developing essential oil blends to address specific health needs and started to handcraft some of my favorite organic soaps and body care products as well. For a long time, I was selling at craft fairs, farmers markets, and healthy living fairs, as well as online, but I always wanted to have a small retail outlet. So Timeless Aromatics opened its doors in St. Paul last fall.
Wonderful. So in the store, you have what kind of products, and then what products are available online?
Well, we have all our therapeutic essential oils, plant oils, and perfume oils available, and a number of products that I make from these oils. And given the pandemic, we are expanding our line of immune support products, both herbal nutrients and essential oils for that.
Okay. And what are some things that you have been doing in response to the stay-at-home rule?
Well, as a wellness provider, I've had the good fortune to be able to remain open. So we're offering our products for walk-in traffic, also curbside pickup for individuals preferring that, and then also we can ship to anywhere.
Anywhere through the United States?
The United States and Canada.
Okay, and for people who do walk into your store?
When people come into the store, we have face masks, masks and hand sanitizer and gloves available for them if they wish. Also, as a registered nurse and certified integrative aromatherapist, I have had a number of people calling or emailing me for information on how they can use more natural products to take care of themselves during the epidemic. And I've been happy to answer questions both online and through email and on the phone.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure that's been a comfort to many people. Can you talk about the base of your philosophy about the products that you offer?
Yes. Our essential oils I buy from artisan distillers that focus on quality rather than quantity. I also focus on fair trade and sustainably sourced products. Mm-hmm. So therapeutic essential oils are 100% pure plant product. Some essential oils that you can find on the market have been diluted with other substances and no longer have the therapeutic qualities that a pure essential oil would have.
While you work with pure essential oils?
Yes.
Perfect. And as we look forward to moving forward beyond this deemed pandemic, what do you anticipate?
Well, what I see among my customers is that people are becoming much more aware of the importance of using non-toxic and natural products for both for hand sanitizing and for surface cleaning. So a lot of people are adopting healthier habits and creating a safer place at home and then not absorbing the toxins that can be present in lower quality hand sanitizers. Many customers are also learning natural ways to support their immune system and manage anxiety and stress. And I'm hopeful that this will carry forward and that as a result of their response to the pandemic, that they will be in better health generally. Our hope is that the silver lining of the pandemic is going to be this increased awareness and use of simple and effective and inexpensive ways for promoting wellness for ourselves and our families.
Wonderful. I love that. Simple and effective and probably even better than some of the other remedies that they've seen out there.
Yes, definitely.
For more information on Timeless Aromatics, what is your website?
TimelessAromatics.com.
Super. Okay, Ramona, thank you so much. It is a pleasure to talk with you and to learn about Timeless Aromatics.
Well, thank you, Jackie. It's been a pleasure talking with you as well.
This Cabin Fever series is available via your favorite podcast app under Jackie T Detours and also online via my website, aromanticsperspective.com under the Jackie T Detours menu. Now, the website episode pages also have an area for comments should you feel the desire to add your own comment. You may also join me on social media to have access to updates regarding episodes, our supporting sponsors, and to mingle via Facebook at A Romantics Perspective by Jackie T and via Jackie T on Twitter. Getting out to lakes and other water shores are fine ways to emerge from isolation. A few more notes. Support privately owned businesses as they open their doors again. Stop in to say hello and thank you for being here. And a reminder, exercise the creative activities featured in this episode to reach out to people you've been thinking about. They will take your gesture to heart. We are rounding to a close of this Cabin Fever episode. In the next episode, fabulous date ideas. Thank you to our sponsors who make this program possible. Definitely check them out. And thank you to our interview guests, our feature sponsor Ramona Mears from Timeless Aromatics and David Rowe for his view from Mackinac Island. In closing, here's a song by our guest musician, Lee Murdoch, who is based in Caneville, Illinois. He performs traditional folk songs celebrating merchant ships that sailed the Great Lakes and the sailors who manned them. He also wrote and published related books. Mr. Murdoch has performed live at local venues, mostly along the Great Lakes regions, and will perform again as venues allow. For more information and to peruse the online store of CDs and books, visit leemurdoch.com. That's LeeMurdoch.com. This song is titled The Crack Schooner Moonlight. It celebrates the historical schooner named Moonlight that shipped grain from Milwaukee, Wisconsin to Buffalo, New York. Like the merchant vessels of its time, it raced to its destination to be among the first to deliver goods and to get paid. I'll let you enjoy that. And before I sign off, I'm sending a shout out to Ron Buzil up in Chicago. He's the captain of the sailboat Vayu, and he was the first to introduce me to the sailboaters' world, and they're taking on the wind and the waves. This is Jackie T. Thank you, dear listeners, for joining me. Stay well and stay wonderful. And remember, stay romantic.
Hooray for a race down the lakes. The tug towed out the moonlight and dropped us in the gale, with the schooner long before us and the porter on our tail. See your canvas going on to a hearty halyard song. Hooray for a race down the lakes. Oh, the wind's out of the nor'west and blowing all the night. You can see them big seas rolling with their bonnets all in white. And off our starboard rail are a half a hundred sail. Hooray for a race down the lakes. Hooray for a race down the lakes. Hooray for a race down the lakes. And off our starboard rail are a half a hundred sail. Hooray for a race down the lakes. To the windward of the law, we point so long jib-boom. And high atop her main truck goes the old cabin broom. We will never shorten sail till we bury Hurley Rail. Hooray for a race down the lakes. The rainbow's playing forward and a foaming wake is aft. And her deck is all aslanting beneath her groaning mast. You can see the old man grin as she bullies in the wind. Hooray for a race down the lakes. Hooray for a race down the lakes. Hooray for a race down the lakes. You can see the old man grin as she bullies in the wind. Hooray for a race down the lakes. Stern the dimming shore as we leave the law, the Danforth, and all others by the score. See us gaining to the lead, pay the groaning mast no heed. Hooray for a race down the lakes. Oh, we'll skirt the western shore, for ahead is Milwaukee. All day and night we'll drive her till the straits are on our lee. Just let the old ponds roar as they've often done before. Hooray for a race down the lakes. Hooray for a race down the lakes. Hooray for a race down the lakes. Just let the old ponds roar as they've often done before. Hooray for a race down the lakes.
short we sail till we bury Hurley Rail. Hooray for a race down the lane.